Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The epistle for this evening's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Brethren, to me the least of all the saints is given this grace, to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all men, that they may see what is the dispensation of the mystery which hath been hidden from eternity in God, who created all things, that the manifold wisdom of God may be known to the principalities and powers in heavenly places through the Church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all understanding, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. At that time the Jews, because it was the Parash Eve, that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that was a great Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came, and they broke the legs of the first and of the other that was crucified with him. But after they were come to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers with a lance opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it hath given testimony, and his testimony is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that you also may believe. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled, you shall not break a bone of him. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. My heart hath expected reproach and misery, and I looked for one that would comfort me, and I found none. These words are taken from this evening's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The history of ancient Scotland tells the story of a valiant group of crusaders. As you may know, the Crusades were a series of expeditions which were undertaken in the Middle Ages for the purpose of redeeming the tomb of Jesus Christ and of freeing the Holy Land, which had fallen into the hands of the Saracens. And the Crusades were fought by Catholic knights or soldiers who had made a solemn promise to God to do this. Among the Crusaders of the 14th century was the King of Scotland, King Bruce, and his young but faithful captain, Robert. And the king and Robert gathered the Christian knights and sailed with them across the sea to the coast of modern-day Spain. And then the Scottish Crusaders began the long march across Spain to a ship that would carry them to the Holy Land. Now, as the small army traveled through the foothills of the Pyrenees, they were suddenly surprised by a mighty host of Saracens. As the Christians were overwhelmed by their enemy, there seemed to be no hope of victory. But undismayed, the brave King Bruce ordered his troops to advance. But amidst the shower of stones and arrows, the clanging of battle axes and swords, and the moans of the wounded, the Scottish troops were driven down to the plains. Among the many crusaders who lay mortally wounded was the king himself. As his young captain knelt by his side, King Bruce whispered his last request. "My boy," he said, "take out my heart and carry it with you to the tomb of Christ. Bury my heart near the place where my Savior was buried." The body of the valiant king was then buried as he had wished, and his heart was taken and placed in a silver box to be carried with the army to the Holy Land. And the next morning, the Scottish troops reassembled, and Robert was now in command. With grim determination, he ordered another attack upon the Saracens. Up the hill he led his troops, and down came a fresh shower of arrows and missiles. Once again the Scots were about to turn in defeat, when suddenly young Robert, taking the silver casket and holding it high in the view of his entire army, turned and hurled it into the midst of the Saracen host. The sight of that silver box which held the heart of their king, this sight electrified the Scots. With sudden onslaught, they stormed the stronghold of the Saracens, and they rescued the heart of their beloved king from the enemy. Now, my dear friends, in the world today, there is an army much larger, much more wicked, and far more cruel than the Saracens. And this army is trampling on the heart of our king. This army is made up of the vast majority of men. For today, perhaps more than ever before, men crush the sacred heart by their sins. The sins of blasphemy, impurity, and unbelief, which are so widespread today, pierce the sacred heart and cause it infinite pain. It is this pain which caused our Lord so much suffering during his agony in the garden. Our Lord was crushed and prostrated under the weight of man's sins. It was the sins of past ages, the idolatry and immorality of the pagans, the persecutions of the Roman emperors, the blasphemies of the Protestant reformers, the diabolical hatred of the French revolutionists, the murders and crimes down through the centuries, all these sins of the past, but also and even especially the sins of today. During the agony, our Lord saw all these sins, each and every one. And then he saw his sufferings. He saw the scourging, the crowning with thorns, and the carrying of the cross. He saw the sharp nails being driven through his hands and his feet. He saw the lance piercing his side and opening his sacred heart. He saw everything that he would suffer in order to save men. And yet, he knew that in spite of these sufferings, men would refuse to give up sin. Men would continue to offend God. When our Lord saw all his sufferings and how the hearts of so few men would be moved, it is as if he were saying, "How much more do I have to suffer? What more do I have to do to make men stop offending my sacred heart?" And today, as the sacred heart is trampled on and surrounded by the evil of the world, we have a vital part to play. Our Lord looks for someone who will comfort him. As we read in the Mass for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, "My Mass by heart hath expected reproach and misery, and I looked for one who would comfort me." The Sacred Heart is looking for someone who will make reparation, who will make amends for the outrages and the sins committed against his heart. He looks for one to comfort him and to help alleviate all that he suffers because of those who do not love, those who do not care that they are wounding the heart that loves them so much. During one of his apparitions, the Sacred Heart asked St. Margaret Mary, "Is there no one to take pity on me? Is there no one to share my sorrow in the pitiful state to which sinners reduce me, especially at the present time?" Now, that was in the 16th century. And if the Sacred Heart was reduced to a pitiful state then, How much more so today? We live in a country in which countless abortions are performed each day. A natural vice, that sin which cries to heaven for vengeance, is sanctioned and even encouraged. And in the wake of the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, we see a loss of faith and morality that is truly unprecedented. And yet, although the Sacred Heart is more wounded than ever before, he finds perhaps even fewer than ever before who will have pity on him. And so the Sacred Heart asks us today, is there no one to take pity on me? And if we answer this plea of our Savior, he will not fail to recompense even the slightest service done on his behalf. St. Mark or Mary tells us, he will not let you go unrewarded, for he is the source of all good, and in him we find everything we need. The Sacred Heart himself promised this when he said to St. Margaret Mary, there is no measure and no limit to the gifts and the graces which I will bestow on all who seek them in my heart. That is, if we comfort the Sacred Heart in the pains that he felt during his passion, he will comfort us as we carry our crosses. If we keep him company and console him in the abandonment that he feels at the ingratitude of men, he will console us when we are weighed down by the trials and the difficulties of life. But, my dear friends, we must also do our part. Led by their captain, the Crusaders charged into battle to save the heart of their king from the Saracens. And like those valiant Scottish warriors, we must come to the rescue of the heart of our king. The weapons that we will use in this battle are not the swords, the spears, and battle axes of the crusader. Rather, our weapons are prayers, our sacrifices, and our return of love. You wield the weapon of prayer when you make the 9 First Fridays, when you do whatever is necessary to receive Holy Communion and go to confession on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months, or when you join us either here in the chapel or in your own home for the Thursday night holy hour of reparation, which the Sacred Heart himself requested. You wield the weapon of sacrifice by offering all the difficulties and the trials of your state of life in reparation for the sins of men. You wield the weapon of love when you strive to make a return of love. If you love the Sacred Heart, you will have a horror for all sin, and for mortal sin in particular, and you will avoid it and its near occasions, just as you would the scourges that tore our Lord's flesh, the nails that bore into his hands, and the lance that pierced his Sacred Heart. If you truly love the Sacred Heart of Jesus, my friends, the Sacred Heart which exhausts and consumes itself in proof of his love, your love will urge you to pray and to sacrifice. Strive then each day by your prayers, your sacrifices, and by your return of love to comfort the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When you see the Sacred Heart beat down, oppressed by the sins of the world, come to the defense of this adorable heart. Like the Crusaders, let nothing stand in your way as you rescue the heart of your King, the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.